This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Folks, we want to move on to Alan Pollock, who's here with the tech update. You know, Alan, one of the things, I know you work with technology. I want to put in a word for our Finastra partnership. Great company that does a great job dealing with many of the changes in the shifting changes in the technology world. And they're excited, as well as we are excited, to get your tech update. What you got for us, friend?
Great to be here. Thanks for the intro. Not too much. You know, following the news and trying to help technology take a nice, big, giant leap forward. So lots of great stuff. David, I've got a question for you. Did you know that Fruit Loops are all the same flavor?
No. It's the color that makes you think there's something different.
That's right. But not online signings, right? So we now have porch signings, window-separated signings, curbside signings, remote online notarizations, drive-through signings. So we are definitely expanding our horizon here in the mortgage industry.
Yeah, one signing service I was talking to was for a closing, they were saying, we want to find those old roller skates that the A&W Ripier stands used to have, and we're going to roll out on roller skates and get everyone to sign. I thought that was pretty fun.
That's funny.
To have some humor to all this. Anyway, I was talking to one of our listeners this past week, and they go, by the way, tell Alan I really enjoy his anecdotal non-industry comments at the front side. You're getting more fans on that as well, Alan. So that's good. Appreciate
that. Thank you.
Fruit Loops. One color, one flavor.
Yeah, I got a good one for next week too, but I'll hold off on it. So a couple things to note. One, April. So two webinars by MBA that I think are really important. You want to take part in. The first one is April 30th. It's called MISMO, Blockchain Fundamentals for Mortgage Professionals.
Yeah.
There's a lot of blockchain still relevant. There's much, much greater advances that have been made. So you want to check this out. It's actually, I'm going to be there. It's a great webinar. And then the second one is actually 10 days prior, April 20th, which is next week, called Teching COVID-19, Digital and Electronic Closings. Super important. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that need to be sort of ironed out, fact versus fiction. Actually, at my own company, Open Close, we have a webinar as well, April 21st, for the industry.
Good.
So there's a lot of these popping up. You definitely want to start to learn more. I think it's very important to be able to understand what's true versus not true. There's a lot of rumor versus a lot of just unknown facts. So David, get this. So, you know, we keep focusing on mortgage technology. We focus on real tech, right? Real estate side. And I think we hear a lot of people talk, and we've probably seen advertisements from real estate agents, but this was very interesting to me. 1 in 3 home buyers want video home tours. 12% favor e-mortgages. Now, I should have followed up with a statistic on our iPad sales, right, through Amazon and Apple Online going through the roof to see, because so many of us are now working from home and real estate agents are doing virtual tours. And so Zillow has now made it possible. This article, by the way, is from Redfin, but they both are doing it. But you have the ability on every single listing to be able to ask for an agent-led virtual video chat tour. You also have the ability to get a 3D home tour with a panoramic photo. So all of the different real estate sites are all doing something different. You can just Google it, and you'll come up with tons of Google articles that talk about it. And in addition, you know, Redfin has two subsidiaries, Title Forward and Redfin Mortgage. And they actually stated that their e-closings have continued to increase and represent 10% of all their deals, which is up from only 3% in March and 1% in February. So we continue to, right, tilt forward towards really going more digital. And when you think about, like, what do our tech teams do during this time? Our tech teams help definitely sustainability, but we need to start preparing. We need to start preparing for what's next. And I think we still focus on the borrower point of sale. Many are still saying that. But it gets into the next part of our technology piece here, David. You know, as we know, guidelines were put in place, FHFA and the GSEs, on reducing friction in the appraisal process, right? And so now you can do a desktop appraisal, which can be done as well as an exterior appraisal. Well, Regora, and there's a couple companies here, Regora just announced that they are providing their clients, existing clients, with the ability for the homeowner to join, to get an email. And they can actually snap pictures, geotags them so they know that they're part of the property, and you can take those pictures, and then they're provided through their software to the appraiser and then the underwriter. Well, in addition to Regora doing it, Clear Capital has launched a new homeowner-enabled appraisal app. In addition to that, Land Gorilla has done online notarizations.
Yeah,
and there's others as well that are doing the app picture. So if you're not partnered with one of these companies, you definitely want to take a look at that. Super, super important. In addition, David, Accurate Group was the other one. I knew I had a third one in there. They're doing remote data collection, and they're doing the picture process with borrowers from their cell phones. So definitely helping out that process. One of our old friends, David, you and I know them very well, LoanLogix, they just released what they call Idea on Demand, which is individual documents or small document blobs that can be uploaded to their system and returned instantly, not only doc recognition, but data extraction. And they have over 400 different document types and over 8,000 individual data elements. Hmm. And they're releasing a Try Before You Buy program. So if you're interested in implementing that into your process, that's right. Check it out. Brand new vendor I thought was very important during this unique time called Decision Point. Not a new vendor, by the way. New vendor to me called Decision Point. They recently released a new product that can get a title request within 30 seconds using only the borrower's name and property address. And it designed, I'm reading word for word here, is designed to instantly deliver a title grade and completion time estimated for lenders, advising them of any title issues that need to be resolved prior to closing. So looking at different ways that technology is being implemented during this unique time. And then finally, to end
interesting
segment, David, Built Technologies has also put out a limited version of their software. It seems like they weren't completely done, but it is time to get it out to market to help manage and monitor the construction loan process, which has all kinds of challenges, including delays, even of not only contractors, but the shipping of materials. So if you work with Built Technologies, definitely make sure that you know about it, give them a buzz. And if you're looking to implement, if you do over 100 construction loans a month, you should be talking to someone like Built Technologies.
Good job. Appreciate that. Yeah, we know those guys. They do a great job. Appreciate you giving us the tech update. If you want to get hold of Alan, get a hold of Alan, A-L-L-E-N, at tms-advisors.com. Thanks for this week's tech update. Interesting stuff. I really wonder, Alan, if this isn't going to be changing the face of how we do business in the mortgage industry, this COVID crisis. A lot more working from home. A lot more stress on infrastructure, security, and all the issues, but it's creating some new opportunities for companies to compete in a very unique way that I think is very user-friendly. So good stuff's coming out of this crisis.
I agree.
Thanks so much. Appreciate you, man. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, the Mortgage Bankers Association of America, Finastra, Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative, CMLA, as well as Indicom, Incelerate, Ainsworth Advisors, AI Assist, Celebrity Home Loans, Knowledge Coop, Mobility RE, Modex, Velma, Vendorsurf, and Vidyard. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.